Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Thank you for praying with me today. But I also want to talk to you all about our prayers, because we come here every day and we're praying here. We're praying here every day, all the time. But it seems like many of us aren't getting our prayers answered. And if we pray incomplete, our prayers are answered incomplete. If we want the full blessings of Yahweh, we need to pray with the full power that Yahweh gives us. And when we see prayer mentioned in the scriptures, we don't see prayer mentioned in the scriptures. There's something else that goes along with it. And Yeshua set a great example. Fasting and prayer go together. And if you separate fasting and prayer together, you're doing an incomplete prayer. And when people are doing incomplete prayers, they're getting incomplete answers. We need to get to understand, not just from a physical point of healing, but from a spiritual standpoint of praying, how to pray completely. I'm not going to say correctly, because prayer is prayer. And when we speak to our Creator, that's the number one essential, most important thing we need to learn to do, is to be in communication with Him, to have dialogue with Him. And whether we're fasting or not, that should be insignificant in terms of us being willing, able, and to talk to Him as He's there. You don't need to fast to speak to our Creator. However, if you want to hear back from Him, you're going to hear Him a lot clearer if you are going to get your mind off of the distractions around you. And the biggest distraction around us today is food. It's food. And we have to understand, and we have to realize, you know, and have the heart of Job, when Job said in 23:10, "But He knows where I am going, and when He tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. For I have stayed on Yahweh's path. I have followed His ways, His Torah, and not turned aside. I have not departed from His commands. I have treasured His words, His speaking, reading His words more than my necessary food." That word necessary there means everything. Without that word necessary, that whole scripture is insignificant. It's by Job saying His words more than my necessary foods. Job is saying His words to me are more important than my life, than the food that keeps me alive, the sustenance that I eat to keep me alive. His words are more important. And Yeshua Himself said, "I will give you water that you will not thirst, and I will give you food that you will not hunger." And those foods are His words, His instructions, His guidelines, His Spirit. And when we think about these things, and when it says these things, we are to give our bodies as a sacrifice to Him. Our sacrifice to Him. It says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world." And the most common behavior and custom of this world is taking a break from listening to Him, taking a break and focusing on Him, and going to run to our flesh pots, to go and eat the food. We look at the Israelites when they were in captivity, when they came out of slavery from Egypt, and they were in the free land, the promised land, and they were free. They still couldn't get off their mind the flesh pots of Egypt. So even though they were free, they weren't free. Their mind was still in slavery, because they still kept thinking about the food. Instead of thanking Yahweh for where they were at now and how they were out of the slavery, they would tell Moses, "You brought us out here to die because we have no food to eat." Yeshua explained that we can do all things. We have the capability and the power to do all things that He does, and even better works. And when we think about those things with no food, he fed 3,000. And then he said 5,000. And you are one. Can he supply food for you? Can he meet all your needs? The problem is when you're praying without fasting, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. We have to get away from the distractions of this world. Our eyes see so many things that distract us. This is why we pray, we close our eyes, because we focus on him. Well, what an amazing way that Satan is using food to distract people from focusing on the nourishment that Yahweh can give us. And whether it's 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, 48 hours, or longer, I implore you all to pray about going without food and being in prayer. It's such a powerful, powerful witness to the great things that Yahweh is not yet doing in our lives just because of our unbelief and just because of our distractions and because of our addictions. So many people are addicted out there today to so many things. And the greatest way to break an addiction from a physical standpoint is to fast from it. 3 days from fasting from any addiction will break that addiction if you do it with prayer. Whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whatever it is. Physically, the benefit of fasting will heal and restore your body, giving your body a time to rest, to heal, and do what it was designed to do. But spiritually, so much more, because it breaks that bondage of unbelief. The doubt and the unbelief and the lack of faith that so many people have today. We have to understand how fasting changes this around. We have to understand the power that comes with fasting. Powerful, it's powerful. And the potential that we have, that Yeshua says we have, that everything is available to us, that was available to Yeshua. If we just have the faith of the mustard seed. But what happens is when people miss one meal, they start to get worried and concerned for their physical health. People drink coffee their whole most of their lives, and then they miss one cup of coffee and they get a headache and they say, well, and they start getting upset and they run back to the coffee. They don't understand the power of fasting and prayer physically. They don't understand it emotionally, and they definitely don't understand it spiritually. And Satan wants to keep us from understanding the amazing power of fasting and prayer and how it goes hand in hand. And with getting your prayers answered, I can't explain to you. I've been, as long as I've been a believer, one of the most important lessons, if not the most important lessons I learned, is the power of fasting and understanding it and doing it. And to fast without praying or to pray without fasting are both incomplete. And there's blessings in both. There's blessings in praying and there's blessings in fasting. But you put those things together and you have something more powerful than you could ever imagine. If your prayers aren't being answered, if it seems your healing isn't taking place, you understand when you start praying and fasting and you see those prayers being answered. And you understand it's not some timing, it's the method of your prayers, and it's the way you pray, and it's the stopping the distractions. Get your mind off that food. Now, the first, the second day of fasting, we're used to eating. We have that habit of eating. It's difficult. And after that, by the third day, your sensation for food and all this stuff seems to go away. To go away. And there's just so many testimonials So many testimonials. But what we see here, all the blessings that are missing by so many people today, you go in churches, there's more prayer for healing disease than any other topic. And this is a topic that's not even discussed anymore in churches. When's the last time you heard a sermon or something about the topic of fasting? Not just somebody mentioning it, but a complete teaching on it. Everyone wants to talk about prophecies, and they want to talk about all these different topics and about tithing and all these different things about how to get blessings in your life. But when is the last time you heard somebody talking about the power of fasting and what it can do for us? The Bible speaks about it tremendously. Yeshua gives a great example of this. If we are to be in his image, he fasted and prayed. He fasted and prayed. And it's because of the lack of this passion to do this. And I do say passion to do this, but this isn't something we should do with a sadness, like it's a burden. This is something we should do with a joy and look forward to it. This is something that's powerful and that could take us to a whole nother level. But so many people have overlooked it. And it wasn't always that way. It always wasn't that way in the scriptures. And I implore you to start taking this up. And we all technically fast every night when we fast. When we go to sleep, we wake up in the morning. Then it's called a fast, a break fast. We break our morning fast. So whether how long we're sleeping, 8 hours, 12 hours, that's a nightly fast. Now, when you start extending that by just missing or leaving out one meal a day, that's going to help tremendously. But just think about technically how easy it is to do a 24-hour fast. For if you eat breakfast one morning, and then you go the whole day without even lunch or dinner, and then you eat the breakfast the next morning, you've still eaten every day and done a 24-hour fast. Or you miss breakfast, you eat lunch, and then you go without dinner and breakfast, and you eat lunch the next day, you've still went 24 hours on a fast. How much more powerful to stop eating dinner one night, and the next day don't eat at all, and now you're doing a 36-hour fast. Now, technically, fasting would mean to fast from everything. But when I say fasting, I'm talking about a water fast or a water diet, just drinking water to know what you're doing. Technically, if you're going to fast for the first time, a little longer time, you should have some guidance or somebody that can just help you and encourage you. But like Yeshua said, and it says in the scriptures, you shouldn't be going out there making grandiose announcements that you're going to be doing a fast or you're fasting. No, wash your face. That's between you and Yahweh, and do it. Do a powerful prayer of fasting. Hallelujah. And pray. My prayers never got answered the way they got answered when I pray and fast. And the testimonials I've seen when this happens, it's powerful. It's powerful. And I want you all to experience the benefit that comes along with doing this. The tremendous benefit that comes along with fasting. Because it's a benefit that goes far beyond many people can ever imagine or dream. And to think the power, the longer you go, the more powerful it is. And when we think that Moses fasted for 40 days without even water. And you think of every person in the scripture, he had that constant communication lines open with Yahweh. Yahshua, 40 days, constant communication. We go out all throughout the scriptures, and so many people, so many times, fasted and prayed together. And it's like having, it's a completely, when we think about spiritual warfare and we think about the war that's going on between us today, that's unseen, as it says in Ephesians, the war that's going on, and we think about the power that comes along with having that constant communication with Yahweh. You know, think about your cell phones. Think about your cell phones when you're calling up somebody on a cell phone, but you're not in a good area and you start to lose connection. And it starts to get staticky, you know, and oftentimes, you know, you could still hear them, but you can't completely hear them. You can get the gist of what they're saying, but you can't get the gist of what they're saying. Or sometimes you hit a bad spot and you got to wait a little while before you can get their message, their text or something. Well, this is how it is when you're praying without fasting. You could still hear from Yahweh, but something is missing there. Something is not complete. Sometimes you have to wait for your answer, right? If you hit a bad spot, you have to wait for your answer. And then we think about the static and everything else. But when you fast and pray, it's like having the best cell phone connection you've ever had. Right away, you're getting your answers. Right away, you're hearing. Right away, you're knowing what's understanding. And Yahweh's speaking to you. He's hearing you. You got those lines of communication open. It's powerful, so powerful. And it's something we should look forward to. But we think about the power of food today and nourishment. And we look at how Satan works through the advertisers out there today, how they touch our senses. And Yahweh gave us our senses to help us to distinguish and warning us from evil and wickedness, and to be aware of these things and to be judging these things with discernment. You know, not to go near things we shouldn't be near. But the enemy knows this, and he tries to entice us by our senses. You see, the enemy's job is to take what Yahweh gave us and turn it for something bad. But Yahweh says he takes things that are bad and turn it for something good. These senses that we have, the smelling, the seeing, the tasting, and the touch, these are things that are supposed to save us and help us and protect us. But the enemy uses these things to destroy us. People see these commercials with this food on them. People smell these certain smells from these chemicals that are made up in laboratories, and they want to eat more food. Where they're overweight, they're getting sick and they're getting diseased and dying. And people get these tastes in their mouth that they don't forget because of all of the drugs and food. And there's so many chemicals and everything else in food that are killing people. The fresh smell of this beverage caffeine that's destroying people. Through chocolate and coffee and everything else, people are addicted to these things. When Yahweh wants us to be stuck on him, and here we are looking at fasting as something that's not only harmful, but we look at fasting as something that's dreadful. We don't look forward to it, but we should look forward to it. When you can enjoy not eating as much as you enjoy eating, you know you're getting closer to Yahweh. Remember, folks, there's a difference between starvation and fasting. And we need to educate ourselves on it too, and we need to understand the power that goes along with fasting. And we need to understand how the enemy uses our senses to get us into trouble. And we need to stop thinking about our fleshly desires and our flesh, and we start need using our spiritual senses more. That's what Yahweh wants us to do. He wants us to enhance our spiritual senses. And that's what he's done all throughout the scriptures when people were in situations where they didn't know what to do, where they were being overtaken by the flesh, when they were sad and when they were just being persecuted. He tried to distract them or get them away or disconnect them from their physical body and get them into a spiritual sense and get them away from the physical temptations of the flesh and get them in the spiritual enjoyment of being in one with him. And that's what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to look for substances of this world to get our physical flesh high. He wants us to find out how we can be on that spiritual high. And the answer is fasting and praying. That is the answer. That is the power. That is what Yeshua did. That is what Moses did. That is what Elijah did. That is what Job did. And that is what he wants us to do. And you open up this amazing power that comes with fasting and prayer from every single answer, from the gifts of the Spirit, from the tremendous power that comes from physical healing, emotional healing, and spiritual healing, the power to do everything that Yeshua did and more, and to understand the miracles of Yahweh and to get our prayers answered. And fasting is the answer. Fasting is the way. Give up those addictions. Not just for 3 days to stop drinking or eating or taking drugs that you're addicted to, but to fast along with it. Only water. Only water. I challenge you all that are listening to this right now, try to go 36 hours on just water. Miss one whole day of food. 36 hours on just water, and pray during those 36 hours. Pray, pray, pray like you've never prayed, and praise, praise, and praise like you've never praised him before, and experience in this. And then you understand the difference between the abundance that most of the world and their fleshly things are trying to collect, or you're trying to enjoying having less of things in life and just enjoying the things of Yahweh. We don't need all these worldly things. We could be content with what Yahweh has given us. And when we talk about making investments and we think about investments in the heavenly kingdom to come and our future with him, it's not just making a decision and saying a few words. It's about putting it into practice and making that happen and doing these things. Yeshua said he will release that yoke around our necks. And if we believe in him, these things will be easy to accomplish. Easy to accomplish. It's time we crushed and got rid of Satan and all his demons and all the principalities that are holding us back, whether it's something you fear, whether it's lack of discernment, whether it's all these different things, that anger, whether unforgiveness and all these different things. The way to get rid of these things is to stop accumulating these things of the world and trying to be like the world. Anybody that has this fears of anything, Yahweh can take that and change it. He could take that away, because that's not of Yahweh, that's of Satan. The double-mindedness that man has when you're fasting and praying and in communication with Yahweh, that goes away. And you're able to make decisions. You're not wavering back and forth because you know. And then you start to begin to feel and understand the hatred being replaced with love, and the sadness being replaced with joy, and the fear being replaced with confidence, and the violence be replaced with peace. You start thinking about all these things in life, the coveting and the jealousy and all these things, the pride and the shame, and we start translating that to the purity and the justice and the knowledge and the will of Yah, and it's a beautiful thing, and we feel so much better for it, and praise Yah. Everything in our life becomes more powerful and better. And when you're a believer and you start accepting Yahweh in your life and you see things that you've seen many times before, whether it's the flowers and the fruits and the trees, and you start seeing Yahweh in everything, and you start hearing these things, it's really a beautiful thing. And you're not longer looking to accomplish having the big cars and the big houses and all this stuff. You're happy with very little from a physical standpoint, because you have an abundance from a spiritual standpoint. And I do believe consistent prayer and fasting are the essentials to this. The essentials. So we need to pray. We need to be in prayer. But we certainly need to understand what that means. We certainly need to understand how we can accomplish these things. Yahweh's given us the formula. He's given us the answer by saying we are made in his image, and it is good to follow Yeshua. Those that trust him will follow him. What did he do? He went off to go and fast and pray. To go and fast and pray. That's what he did. And that's what I ask you all to be more open to considering these things. Physically, you can get healed. Healed from diseases by slowing down on your eating and letting your body do what it was designed to do, and that is to heal thyself. Yahweh is the healer, and Yahweh created our body. And we mess it up by adding stuff to it that shouldn't be in there. The answer isn't put more stuff in there. The answer is to letting the body do what it was designed to do and leaving that other stuff out. And let the body use its own healing mechanism that Yeshua created us with at nighttime, every time we sleep, that our blood is healing and cleansing naturally. You don't need to spend money on some expensive machines or go out and buy all these expensive things. No. Yahweh says he gives his beloved sleep and rest, and that's where the healing and the cleansing of the blood takes place. And you stop that process of detoxifying and cleansing when you put food in it and the wrong food in it. Yahweh shows us all throughout the scriptures, his ultimate goal for us, not to follow the customs of this world, But this is what so many people today rely on. The customs of this world. And it's time we broke these customs. It's time we got away from these customs. And it's time we got right with Yahweh's plan and the way he wants us to live and what he wants us to do and how he wants us to do it. And the scriptures give us all these answers on how to do these things. All these different things. Remember Job's words in Job 23:12. I treasured his words more than my necessary food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, and just remember this during those times of fasting, remember this. Be still and know that I'm Yahweh. Hallelujah. Everybody, I pray that this will help you and bless you, and you give it a try, whether it's 24 hours. 36 hours, whatever it is. I want to encourage you to get serious about fasting and praying together at the same time.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Wave your hands and call that beautiful name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Sing it to him. Call on that name.
Jesus. Call him Jesus.
Jesus. One more time over your children. Call that name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your going out of comedy, call that name.
Jesus.
Over your city, call that name.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.